Good morning, everyone. Glad that we could get together today and looking forward to what would be a pretty important session for many of you. The we have been dealing with a lot of headwinds over the last couple of years, and one of the things that's emerging is a issue with manpower and resources. And so it's more important than ever that we take action and plan forward for some of the things that are happening. So that's what we're going to talk about today. The fleet cost thing is very important because it's one of the elements where people can do well or do poorly, and it's going to have a tremendous effect on the success and the growth rates and the profit rates of distributors for the foreseeable future. I'm Randy McLean. I'm the creator of Waypoint. For the last 15 years, I've been working with the best and brightest in distribution, helping provide cost and profit numbers that they can act on. And I'm very proud to say that many of our clients have seen record profits and have weathered some of the economic storms we've had lately a lot better than they would have otherwise by adding new capabilities, new planning, new thinking to what they do. So I want to start this off with just a reference to a thought exercise we did a few years back. We were trying to look at the companies in the Waypoint universe, and we oversee more than $100 billion worth of distribution business. And we wanted to know what it was that set apart the companies that had average or below average profit rates and those that had stellar profit rates. And within the Waypoint universe, there are companies that have 15, 20, and 25% of revenue getting to the bottom line because there's lots of profit in the distribution business, but we don't do a very good job of capturing it. And when people take the time to analyze it and take a look at where the profits actually come from and what things are draining profits away, which are not obvious from the old ways of, that we did things with margins and so on, they discover all kinds of opportunities for a lot of profit. Every distributor has the opportunity for at least a 10% net profit, and many 15, 20 and higher. And, but there are specific things that you have to do to get there. The six attributes of high profit companies is a session that we've done before. We're going to repeat it again because in 2023 it's absolutely vital to companies' growth and success. But the two highlights of those attributes are they have an absolute minimum of inventory locations, and that prevents duplication of inventory. It seriously cuts down the amount of dead inventory that you produce, and it also delivers a serious reduction in the amount of personnel manpower that you need in order to maintain and manage that. And in order to make that possible, distributors are moving from a model where they clone the mothership in all the different geographies where they operate, and they use the myriad of transportation options to give the same delivery service that they always have, but doing it at fewer locations, or in, you know, in the perfect world, one location. And some companies can do it, many can't, and it has a lot to do with how your product cubes out. But at any rate, the these are the two things, and so we're looking at how to make delivery work and how to measure and manage it better. And that's what we're in, what we're going to speaking about today. Well, we have covered other things, and we will be covering other things in the weeks to come, because this is the time where this needs to be done. Okay. So what's driving all this? You know, we're used to looking at customers. We're used to looking at the minutia and the detail in our logistics chain, because distributors, after all, are in the business of moving product, and so we're looking at all of that. But we've been feeling a shift in what's going on in the world, and we have two things that are really affecting us. First of all, a great deal of the manpower that we use for our logistics chain come from younger people, high school education, not university degrees, and that pool is shrinking. The demographics of the country mean that 20 years ago, fewer people were being born into the cadre of the people that we would normally hire for those jobs. And then when you intersect that with the fight for 15 and the $15 minimum wage and competition for people that are that can fill this role, distributors in particular, which is a manpower intensive business, find that they have to compete with other distributors and other kinds of organizations to be able to get people, and the $15 minimum wage isn't enough to attract and keep people in many markets. And so those costs have escalated severely. And where we look at pay rates in the, you know, $7, $8, $10 an hour not so long ago, now we're looking at $18, $20, $22 an hour. That is a significant increase. And this is not going to go away. There's fewer people in their 20s now to have fewer babies for 20 years from now. And so this is going to be a permanent environment for us to work in. We're never going to go back to, quote, normal on manpower. And so when we have more expensive manpower, we can't just take it out of the limited bottom line that distribution affords most companies. We have to find ways of making this work. And of course, our customers aren't happy about price increases and so on. So they're not necessarily willing to fit the bill. The companies that are doing, they're knocking out of the park right now and doing very well are the ones that basically are focused on doing more with less, or moving more product value for the same amount of manpower cost. And the only way that can be done is by automating more of what we do and also focusing our resources on the things that are most valuable in terms of the product flow through our own logistics chain. And so that's a new look at the business, and it requires new metrics and new views. And that's one of the things that Waypoint's been focused on. Okay, so the other dynamics are that everybody is facing the same challenges, and some companies have moved quickly to get a first mover advantage in figuring out how to make this work. And we're seeing now companies at a much lower scale that have Amazon-like automation in their warehouses. They're focused on warehouse organization. They're reducing walk times. They are optimizing delivery routing and schedules, and they're optimizing or minimizing the amount of inventory locations where they have to manage all this so they can concentrate on more limited manpower. They're also looking at making sure that they're prioritizing the events, the pick events, the delivery events, and so on, towards things that have more product value, which means more gross profit, and that is the only solution to the problem we're facing. We're not going to be able to just keep having the same amount of manpower but paying it more and more to spend lots of time on things that are already losing us money. So being able to analyze that's important. This is a highly leveraged opportunity. Every dollar that we save in delivery cost is the same as $25 in new costs, new sales. In the business. And so, if you're in the fight to increase, the company's growth and its profit rates, you can get more out of it, focusing in on doing something in this area than you can by getting the sales force to try and wrestle some customers away from the other guys. It's not that you shouldn't be doing that, but they both need to happen at the same time. To help with this, we developed some time ago a delivery cost ranking for customers. And so there is a report in the system on the customer tab that basically counts the number of deliveries into a particular account and shows what the average cost per delivery or how much you've spent on delivery to customers and what that breaks down to on a per delivery basis. This is one of the metrics that you're trying to move upward. And if you can get, you want to move the cost downward, you want the product value to go upward. And so, when we're looking at, the delivery percentage of GP, the last column to the right of the red block here, this is the metric that says how much of the profit potential, the gross profit that we have on the deliveries going to a customer, are we spending on delivery costs? And so the lower that number to the right is, the better. And this is a key metric because it really, really separates out customer deliveries that are really highly efficient and those that are not. So if you have a very large proportion of the gross profit or profit potential being dedicated to delivery in a customer account, now that means you're not going to be able to make very good profits in that account. And you can see if you look at number 700 here, they're actually losing $38 on profit because they're spending 16.8% of the potential profit on delivery. And you simply can't afford to do that. Any place that that's happening, it's not good. So how do you address that? First of all, you have to measure the delivery dynamics. And remember, the topic that I promised today was, you know, how to manage and cost delivery, how to measure it. And so there's a number of different dynamics for delivery. Now, I'm sure that the operations people that are in this meeting are abundantly aware of all these things. The thing is that analysis in most companies is done periodically, once a year, once every couple of years, come up with some kind of rule of thumb. You know, your average delivery is this. If you have sophisticated routing software, it's probably giving you some kind of idea what you're spending on the deliveries, although most of the systems that do that are not state-of-the-art. And what I mean by that is this. Companies get it wrong in doing their analysis by focusing on mileage. In the early days, trucks have odometers. That was the best way to analyze as far as people could tell. And a lot of the things we're doing are heavily mileage-based. Even the routing is mileage-based. And in the majority of systems, there are very few that have evolved to the next level, which is basically doing it on time. Now, the reason why is that mileage is elastic. You know, it takes an hour to get 60 miles down the highway at 60 miles an hour. It could take an hour to get 2 miles away if you have to route around the canal and hit the bridge and you hit a traffic jam along the way. Or if you have to spend 45 minutes waiting at the customer to make the delivery, that's an expensive delivery. And although you might burn more or less fuel on the highway run, and you might register more wear and tear on the vehicles, although that's debatable, it's not a good measure to say, well, it's very close, so therefore it's cheaper, because that basically doesn't track with what goes on in the world. The other thing is that time is, you know, you can drive a lot of miles in a day in a truck, but you can only make deliveries from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. because then they close the docks, and usually before that, and you can't deliver anymore. So any delivery you don't make by 4:30, 5 o'clock in the daytime, you've got to bring that back, and it's got to be redelivered. That's really expensive. It's the number of minutes it takes to get to and make the delivery. So we know from looking at the companies that are really making really good profits and have the lowest delivery costs in the industry, that they're looking at things by the minute, and they're measuring things in that way. And a lot of that is being fed through waypoints, so we can really see that. So just not to put too much of a fine point on it, this delivery out to this, you know, you have a delivery circuit, and on a particular day, you know, people are measuring the red arrow, you know, how much time or how much distance did it take to get there, and it's measuring distances between these locations. What's really, what really should be going on is that they should be looking at the time from the time that they leave to the time that they finish, and this little bracketed area is important. It's an important component, so that needs to be in the system. Also need to account for situations where You might make a delivery on the way to that delivery. And so the delivery is shorter, not only in terms of mileage, but especially in the amount of time from the end of delivery to the end of the next delivery. So that's by far the best way to measure this. So in order to do this, the companies that have been doing it, and some of our clients have been doing it for a decade or more, is they're capturing time points along the way. In some cases, they have dedicated devices. Sometimes they have this kind of information on the GPS and other equipment in their routing system. And in some cases, they can do it simply. And to extend this to more companies, we want to help. So we have all of these checkpoints that we need to measure to be able to capture time. If we do, if you move to a time capture system or time-based system, it's going to account for dock delays and for traffic and incremental stops. Sometimes the delivery is expensive because you're going straight there and it takes a while. Sometimes the incremental delivery cost is almost nothing because you delivered something down the street 10 minutes previously and you're in and out of there. And so that customer delivery is very inexpensive. Doing this dynamically rather than using factors and calculations and rules of thumb and rates and so on gives you a much better picture of what's happening. When I showed you that delivery prior to the delivery to the second client or to the client in the upper right-hand corner, there was a delivery on the way. That might happen a lot or might happen almost never. And if you're measuring it, you can tell exactly what the impact of that is across time because you can have measures every day on every route and have the real numbers. So the data capture is the trick. And we've seen sophisticated barcode scanners. We've seen the GPS routing and tracking software and certain kinds of dedicated handheld devices. But in the age of smartphones, it's very simple to get that kind of high-end reporting. And a lot of the things in the past have used barcode scanners, and it usually requires changes in your routing software to get the right barcodes on things so they can be scanned and so on. But nowadays, a smartphone can OCR the delivery ticket number or the customer ID. This phone already knows the GPS coordinates. It knows the time, and it can make a file and report back to headquarters. And all you have to do is install an app on each driver's phone and give them the ability to have the most sophisticated tracking that's available. So we're working now on a pilot program so that we can provide the application to make that happen. Now, if you already have the data, if you already have it in your organization, we can pick that up and we can process that into Waypoint, and you can get this stuff starting next week, giving us a few days to just put the thing together and get it into the system. And we can take the data feeds from your routing software or other things that you may have in place already. If you don't have that capability yet, then we're going to get you an app that you can install on the driver's phones so that they can track the deliveries they're making, and we can get the same information as big companies who've made big investments can get. So we're working on this. We'd like to have maybe two or three companies that go on our pilot program in the next 30 to 60 days can help shape this to make sure that we don't miss any of the opportunities, and we've got good feedback from companies that care about this so that we can do our best possible job on the first foray. 90 days from now, we expect that this will be available to all Waypoint clients if they'd like to have it and can get this tracking. So the idea is that there's going to be a phone app. It's going to transfer the time capture data automatically back to you so you can send it to us or maybe directly back to us depending on what the shape of this pilot tells us is best. In the GL, what we're going to need is identification of the five cost components that are relevant to a fleet operation that you may run, and that's lease costs, fuel costs, maintenance, insurance, and the driver payroll. We'd like to see those things isolated. If you can get them isolated to the route, so much the better, because then we have the right costs to apply to the right routing and time information that we've collected, and we can tell you with the highest degree of precision what your delivery costs are across your routes, but more importantly, what's happening in each customer account, in each territory, and this flows back into the products that tend to be sold on routes that are more expensive on more delivery, more expensive deliveries are going to reflect that in Waypoint. And then the opposite will be true. The products that you sell that tend to go to customers that are the least expensive to deliver to are going to be shown as more profitable, and it'll give you another dimension that you can focus your planning and strategic energy on, so that you can optimize this and come out on the right side of this demographic change that's happening. All right. The other important component of this is it is vital to increase your delivery revenue. There are some companies that are knocking it out of the park. We have a couple of clients where the delivery revenue represents their entire bottom line, or a very large portion of it. And so there's some thinking that should go into what you're doing with delivery revenue. First off, you have to consider what you do with charge and no charge deliveries. Some companies have made their bones on a free delivery reputation, but those companies are having a very difficult time producing profits like they used to, when there is no moral hazard for the customer to order as many times a day as they want and not to consolidate orders and so on. So the problem with free delivery is it basically escalates the number of small orders that you're going to process, and that is eating into your profit. In some cases, it can evaporate them totally if you start to apply the higher labor rates into what you're doing. Really, the companies that do it best and our very strong recommendation is that you consider delivery to be another product. Like anything else, you buy it in bulk and you make it and you deliver it, you sell it to the customer for more money than it costs you. That's a shift in thinking for a lot of companies, but it is common in the companies that are really doing the best job and have delivery as a major revenue and profit contributor to their bottom line. You can these days, in the age of Amazon, price for speed and convenience. You can have a higher price for deliveries that are same day or overnight, a lower price for people that take their deliveries once a week and they organize their orders. And I'm not suggesting you cover the entire cost of that, but you'll be surprised what a customer will do to avoid a $5 delivery charge. And that always accrues to the positive for you, because when you've got an expensive person picking something in warehouse, it's so much better if they're picking enough product for the customer to last 2 or 3 days rather than doing it 2 or 3 times each day. One thing that we strongly recommend is do not post delivery revenue as an expense offset. That just buries the thing. Nobody can see it. Nobody can manage it. You don't know what's going on. What you really want to do is make deliveries part of revenue. And you want it to be seen so the sales reps and the branch managers and whatnot can coach their reps, and you can start to drive delivery income, delivery revenue. And it's very important in many cases, if you're paying commissions on product, to pay commissions on delivery. If you're charging for delivery and just keeping the money, sales reps are going to resist what's going on. They just don't want to put the price in. But if there's something in it for them, the resistance drops to a fraction, and you're going to see a jump in the amount of revenue based on the experience and the numbers that we've seen. We suggest that you review your whole delivery pricing regime at least annually. I would suggest semi-annually, so you can make course corrections and seize on opportunities that emerge. And if you'd like to discuss this in more detail, we'd be happy to spend time with any Waypoint client talking about what we're seeing in the market and where things are working and when they're also failing. And we might be able to wave you off on something you might do or suggest a course correction or a modification of what you plan, which is going to be more aligned with the things that are highly successful. Okay, suggested actions out of today. Review your delivery policies. So do that first review right now and then start that semi-annual process of circling back and seeing how you're doing. Get some measurements in place. The good thing about Waypoint is we put some measurements in place right now. You can see what you have been doing, and then as you start to make actions, you're going to be able to see how they change. The other thing is that delivery cost report is on the customer tab. It might be under the advanced menu. I can't recall right now. But you can start looking at what that actually is and what those rates are and find out where you're making expensive and less expensive deliveries based on the information we have right now. If all we have is a delivery number that's being socialized across all your customers, that's good enough to start. But getting something more sophisticated in place is very helpful, and that can be backdated. We can easily go back and redo all of 2022 with new inputs having to do with your delivery costs, and that'll all get exposed in Waypoint, and you'll be able to see at a much level, higher level of accuracy and detail what's going on with your customer and product and territory profitability where it comes down to the delivery costs. Use the delivery costing to segment your customers and think about what kind of action you might take for certain groups of them. And I would always caution that these actions that are supposed to improve profitability, the tighten policies or procedures and whatnot, should never apply to your most profitable customers. The business you have there is right, is just fine. You're making well above your average profits on those HLA and HEA accounts on the in the system. Those are the high leverage accounts and the high efficiency accounts. No need to poke a stick in their eye when they're not the problem. It should be applied to the places where you're not doing well and where the customers are basically forcing you to incur more costs and they're delivering to you in profit opportunity and gross profit. And that's the places where you're going to be focusing your action. Make delivery a profit center. Get focused on it because there's money to be made there in the same way that people discovered rebates over the last couple of decades. Other companies have discovered delivery as another revenue and income and profit stream. And you definitely want to be able to do that. In operations, there's a tremendous opportunity to make a bigger contribution to the growth and the profitability and the success of the company by being more efficient in what you're doing in delivery costs and the use of the dollars that the company is expending on delivery, whether it's the fleet itself or the people in the fleet. There's tremendous opportunities to make a real difference there. Make delivery options a market advantage. Many companies come out of a regime where they just have a weekly route. They've been doing it for decades. Their customers are all used to it and so on. That's good, but we frequently or almost universally see exceptions to that process. Important customer needs something again today, make exceptions. They run around and all kinds of expensive alternatives going on to sort of fix the flaws in a rigid weekly or delivery routing solution. So companies now are using more sophisticated software to have more options. But the more important thing is that pricing delivery for customer convenience and for customer utility is important as well. Companies that have free delivery are on the bottom tier of companies in terms of what they're doing in delivery profits, obviously. Companies that have a single fixed charge no matter what are a little bit better. But at the top of the tier, give the customer the choice. If they need something right away, give them a way of getting it and then make sure that they're covering all those costs and providing a profit on to you in doing so. On the other hand, if they don't need something right away and they can batch it all up and take it next Thursday or 2 days from now or the day after tomorrow, then you can have a different price rate for that. And then the customers can decide. If they really, really need something, they'll cough up the dough. And if they, if they're really sensitive to delivery charges, then they're going to, batch up their stuff so that you don't have so many minutes of driver and truck time dedicated to that account. Most importantly, analyze it closely and know what's going on so you're not guessing in the dark or using your gut. Because when you start looking at the numbers, there are things in there that are definitely going to surprise you, and in some cases they're going to shock you. So you'll be smarter about what you do if you have better information. And remember that leverage. Every dollar that you save throughout your fleet operation is the same as $25 in new sales. And so in the same way that the sales force can get a big gain by adding, you know, new Plum accounts to the customer envelope, the operations people, now operations apparatus in your company can make the same contribution, and in some cases a bigger contribution, by doing a better job of utilizing the dollars that you have to spend. All right, remember that report that you can find. It's ranked by delivery cost, and be ready to put that to work for you when you get back to work in Waypoint. All right, I'd be happy to continue the conversation. If you have Waypoint, write to me or call me and set something up. I can spend some more time in detail and discuss your specific issues and challenges and opportunities. We can look at your numbers together and see what kinds of things might be done, and I can suggest some of the things I've seen. If you have some ideas or you plan something out and you want to cross-check it, I'd be happy to kibitz on what you've got in mind and wave you off things that haven't worked before to save you time and maybe suggest some things that have worked really well that you could add to your thinking that could make a better result. If you don't have Waypoint, obviously, you should get some very detailed cost analysis. Now, what we've talked about, the principles are going to be the same for you, but it would be, I'd be delighted to be part of your team and get you some of the information that the high power, high profit Waypoint clients are getting right now. So I'd be delighted to spend some time with you. All right, that's it for today. Thank you very much for your time with me. Really looking forward to continuing the conversation, and we'll be talking about more of the things that on this operational efficiency end that can make a huge difference to your performance this year. And of course, the sooner in the year you start, the more benefit you're going to get in this fiscal year. And so getting underway right away gets you something else that's going to have a material effect on your year for this year and for the years to come. Thanks a lot. Have a great day. Looking forward to talking to you all. Bye-bye now.